recording.
That's what she said.
It's April 17th, 2021, and welcome to the second episode of Married to Clash. I am Queen JJB, and I'm joined by my other half, Brew.
Hello.
Miss P.
Hi.
D Lud.
Hey, hey.
And BTG.
Are we recording?
Yes, we're recording.
Somebody's recording the call. We are joined tonight by Crab. So welcome, Crab.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so Crab is here. Funny story. Because Brew was going to go racing this weekend with his brother, and he was going to fill in.
And then you couldn't uninvite me. So it was one of those things, right, where you invited me, and then you're like, ooh, we can't really just say, you know what, we don't need you. We don't need you this week.
No, wait, I tried to veto you from the beginning. Just so you know.
Veto. Well, that's not a surprise. I mean, the last time I was on your show, I was a TH10 and a wreck. So.
And you knew how to do an attack in a friendly war, right?
Right, back then. I'm still
changed,
a TH10 all these years later, but it's been sufficiently long that you've forgotten my performance on the last time, so we're good.
Yeah. I'm wrecking my kitchen. Okay, so we invited Crab to be the brew fill-in, and we told him he had to burp and drink beer. That was the rule. But unfortunately, well, fortunately, my son moved back home from staying with my mom for the last few months on Wednesday. But unfortunately, he moved back home with COVID. So none of us are going anywhere for the next 10 to 12 days. Yep. So, Brew is home. So, we get a guest, and we get Brew.
Cheers.
Cheers.
The best of both worlds.
True.
With all our filters, we can't see our beers.
I don't know. This filter makes you look like that unicorn pet.
Me?
Yeah, you're just going to follow JJ around all my screen here. You just keep shooting
billing. No, the other way. We're next to each other.
Oh my god.
Okay, so no one.
Me and Ben could do it. Ben, the other direction.
This doesn't work on our podcast.
Oh, I can't
see you. So let me describe. If you've ever watched the Brady Bunch, they're trying to, you know, do the Brady Bunch thing. They look at each other on the screen.
Giving Jen a wet willy.
Ew, God.
Okay. So if anybody's been on a Zoom call in together mode in the last year, and if you haven't, I'm sorry, you must live somewhere else, not on this planet. We are in together mode in Skype. So weekly segments this week will include CFF news, a league update. We're going to talk about the big update. Then we're going to go into non-clash topics per request from some other hosts. We're segmenting.
We're actually going to talk about Clash this time?
We are.
I have a lot to talk about Clash, okay? I played this game.
And Keto Quarter. And I don't know if everybody heard what the agenda is, but that's fine. All right, CFF news. So, Noble Hero had a friendly war against Redthorn and Dark Sector last
weekend.
And we won.
Woo, 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 woo.
Pretty handily, I think. No, it wasn't. It was close, right?
It's always
close. I can't
remember.
Oh, that was wasn't that when you and I were on the Voice, weren't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we called it here first that we were going to win.
We did call it here that
we
were going to win.
We called our shot.
We did.
Yeah.
And we did win, and it was good. It was a fun war. I enjoyed it. I think I did pretty good, too. I think I got, like, a high 2-star. Actually, I think I got 2 highs, 2 stores.
You know, I just have to say those mixer wars are so much fun because you get all this traffic that you don't necessarily see, you know, from day to day. And you see these new names popping up and you're like, oh, wow, I remember that account from like a year ago or a year and a half ago when I was in league or something. And it's been months and months and months. And so that's cool because you log on almost not even expecting to see these people, and then you're like, oh yeah, that's right. So it was a blast. It's more fun when you win, of course, but it was a blast.
Yeah, we definitely had a good time. It was fun. We did have some people visiting, but most of it was Noble peeps. So that was our last friendly without a TH14, because the update came out Monday, and war was over Sunday. So it was good. Great way to see it off. We have a podcast war going on right at this
moment. Now.
So Miss P is the leader of Treat Yourself.
Yeah. Treat Yourself. You got to
treat yourself. Where did that name come from?
Have you ever seen Parks and Recreation?
Oh, God.
Come on now.
Yeah. I've seen it.
It is a great show, and I have literally used every GIF I've tried to use this week.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't. Me either.
Really? I don't like any of you people.
Yes, you do.
I mean,
of course I love you.
I'm not so culturally distant that I wasn't aware of it, but like,
yeah. Oh, well,
so treat yourself. You should. I will. I'll treat myself to some Parks and Recreation later.
You
much
should.
Much later.
You're right now.
Oh, my goodness.
It's okay. He's I forgive treat you guys. Himself.
We are, I don't know, what's the score right now? Anybody know?
Both has Knob hit me yet?
Attached to something.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Hang on.
17 to 27.
Come on,
17 to 27.
Let's go.
So, for this war, about 10 minutes before we started recording this podcast, I was going to hit. So I put in my 10, and it's no dip. So I'm only hitting 10s. There is a 9 on the map, and I don't know, Jen. How long did we spend planning my attack?
At least an hour.
No. a chunk of time. And it was going to be this beautiful...
It was like 3 minutes. Like, you were like, boom, 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 boom.
It was going to be this beautiful hog That's attack where I was going to, you know, you cut the pie out of the center of the base,
it
you know.
It was a really good attack.
And then you were going to, then I was going to hog around the outside. It was just going to be textbook.
Back-end hogs. It was going to look awesome. Yep.
So so I go ahead and I hit attack, and then I look down and there's no hogs in my somebody had forgotten to tell me that when like, you really? Attack in a friendly, you don't attack with the troops you have cooked.
Listen,
you attack with your friendly war troops, and there were no hogs. So we ended up with a I don't know, it was like a bow witch mess that did the job.
It's a 3-star attack strategy is what it is.
Well, it was almost a shameful 2, you know, 98%er, but we got it. Barely. Lesson learned, though. Now I know. Next time, just wing it is what I learned from this. You know,
just wing
that's
it.
That's the lesson I'm taking away. Well, don't even bother planning. Just go.
Just you know, go with some goblins. Whatever you used the last time you did a friendly challenge.
Yep, that's right. You know, glob some.
Apparently, that's what you used on your last friendly challenge. What the hell? What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. Oh, well, you guys didn't ask me about my clash history, or maybe because you already know. But
no, we're getting there.
That 10 that I'm using, I probably haven't touched it in. I don't know, 6 months?
Since Lee.
Don't that's what she said. Don't that's what she said me. But I haven't touched it in like 6 months, so
it's
it was Tamatoa? A little rough.
That's
Tamatoa, yeah. Yeah. The perfect villain crab.
Yes. He likes shiny things.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay. he's a little conceited, like myself, so.
Yes. So another thing that happened on this, I didn't say you were, I said he is. Another thing that happened with this war was that we had too many 14s on one side and not on the other.
So who upgraded?
So I upgraded last
Yay!
Night.
How many gems did that cost you?
I was going to upgrade on the podcast, but...
Oh, really? That's kind of cool.
They needed
We did it together.
We did do it together. I was like, should I do it? And she's
I was
yes.
like, yes, go for it. Let's go. Woo, woo, woo.
Okay, let's hope this works.
Do you have all the pets yet?
I only have one pet. I have Lassie. Listen, I wasn't sure. Last night I was hitting a 13, and now I'm a 14, so I guess I can hit a 14. I didn't know what I was doing, so I wasn't going to hit with pets. Now I can use pets, so I didn't do anything. But I did upgrade my CC as soon as I knew I was a 14. I was like, yep.
That's one of the first things I did, too.
Yeah. So, JJ, you have Lassie. Have you seen that meme where, like, God is asking the P.E.K.K.A. and the Inferno Dragon to explain this thing?
The hell?
they're hanging their heads in shame.
Yes.
They're
like, oh. Yeah,
what is this?
It.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
you posted
did.
It. Oh.
So true, though. Explain what's going on here. Okay, D-Lud, do we have any league updates? It's been a month, so hopefully we do.
Yeah, no, we do. So our Town Hall 11 5v5 team, so they made the playoffs starting next week in their 5v5 league. Like a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, they had a war against Double Barrel. Y'all know that clan? That's the Clash with Eric One Hive clan. Yeah. And I think they won by like 2 stars. Which is quite impressive in a 5v5. Yeah, they
very really, nice, KGA.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They put on
golf clap all around.
Golf clap.
Yeah, so it was impressive. I actually caught that one. I didn't know it was even going to be the Double Barrel War, and I just went over there, and I was just like, wow, this is a big one. And they just came out and just crushed it. It was awesome.
Oh, rah, rah, ree, kick them in the knee. Rah, rah, ras, kick them in the other knee.
Other knee.
And as far as our mixed BD league, Town Hall 14's just got that all screwed up now. So
everybody's
So trying to figure out what the new breakdown is going to be. I think we're off this week, and I think we have one more war next weekend. And if we win that, we make playoffs there as well. So yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Nice.
And here's the cool thing, is we are in the process. And Miss P, you could have done this, but I think you upgraded. We're in the process of putting together a Town Hall 12 5v5 league.
Why didn't you tell me about this? I would have probably not upgraded.
Because who has like 12?
It was just kind of thrown. It just kind
he
of
has
popped
two
up 12. Like 2 days
that's
ago.
A cool. I'll definitely want to see that one. Let me know about those ones. Yeah,
that's going to be cool. I think that one's going to be fun. So that's kind of
for sure.
I had this really cool upgrade plan, and then that kind of messed me up, because I think I might keep my 12 at 12
just to do that.
That would be a big time.
Yeah, Master Brew is very close to going to 13, so.
Oh, Town Hall 13 FC, please, Brew.
Not yet, Jen.
Not yet.
Awesome. I'm glad they're doing so well over there. It's like they're level 2 league. I did level 1. I don't think I can do level 2.
I can feel it's getting better, and that's the thing. I know I've been over there, I guess, I don't know, 6 months now maybe in total, and that we did like an MLCW league, and that was almost painful. It was just like every time we turned around, it was just these guys we were up against, and they were just awesome. And it wasn't fun, but you could tell from where we were a few months ago to where we are now. We're just getting better, you know. I'm kind of excited about it. I think if we can stick this out for a few more seasons, we might actually be doing, I think we're going to be doing really well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, so Crab, it has been a while since you've been on the pod.
It's been a hot minute.
It has. So
all of a dozen people listened to that last episode.
I don't actually pay attention to numbers. I do this for fun. If people enjoy it when they listen, great.
That's the way to be.
Do you want to give us, I know you left the game for a bit.
I did, back, yeah. I know. Always do that, actually. I don't understand how some of you are able to just go 12 months a year straight on Clash. Like, a piece of me is so angry at you people for being able to pull that off.
I take breaks all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It was probably a good couple months, right, that I had taken a break there.
Oh, I took a week off.
I've been clashing. I actually started clashing with Beardsley in Noble Hero way back before TH10 and Dark Elixir. I mean, way back in the early stages. And yet my biggest base right now is a 12 just going up to 13 as we speak. So that tells you how much time I take off. And I'm pretty inconsistent with it. But it's one of those things where I'll go hard at it for 3 weeks. That's what she said at me, please. I'll just be clashing all the time. And my family will be like, oh, his phone's flipping sideways again.
You can always tell when the phone is that direction. You can't give it. Have you ever tried to clash the other way?
Just your head's over. They're like,
just turn your head. Crap. Turn your head.
And see, so that's where you go wrong. You can't go hard like that.
Right.
You got to
pace
take
myself,
a day off here and there.
Right. So it's a marathon, not a sprint, as they say. So, exactly. But that's not how I roll. Right now I'm in one of those spots where I'm on, 2, 3, 4, 15 times a day. And then we'll see how it goes.
Aren't you a teacher?
Yeah, yes. Well, there's 4 minutes between periods.
That's one attack.
That's what she said.
They're Gotta be quicker than that. Kids
again?
Are coming in and I'm like, the bell hasn't quite rung yet. Let's just drop a couple more of these minions.
See, what you got to do is you got to max out, and then you don't have to worry about it, and you can just kind of go in and do your war attacks, and that's about it.
Sounds expensive.
I know, it's been like a year.
Yeah, well, it was about two weeks ago, for the first time ever, I hit Legends. And it was like, oh man, every tier should be like
Stop
this.
Yelling.
I kind of like the way they had that, where you only get so many attacks a day, and you go right after it. But as a 12, you're constantly up in the Titans, up in Legends leagues. You're only hitting 13s all the time. So I was like, well, I better become a 13. And as soon as I started that, of course, 14 comes out. So I'm always Tommy too late. I'm always a Town Hall behind, but I wouldn't want any other way. That way there's no pressure on me.
Krabs, you went to Town Hall 13?
So it's in the process right now. I haven't booked it yet.
The button.
Yeah, I push the button, and then that gives me, a week or whatever to get enough resources together so that as soon as if I do book it, which I might, we'll see.
Yeah, why? I don't understand why you, what? That's like silly sauce. Come on.
What do you mean?
Okay.
Well, no.
Just book it.
I want to hit 13 all full collectors.
When did you go? Or when are you going to go? When did you do
I think
it?
I got about 10 days left on my time.
Oh, okay. Because I only went to 13 about 2 weeks ago. So I'm looking for all 13 of I can get. Yeah.
He's not even in the room. Did you hear
he
that?
Catch you.
He's not even in the
But see, I booked it because I'm smart. But I was full. I had everything. I had every single book there. I had every single ruin. I had, how many of those gems that you're allowed to, the coins or whatever. So
yeah.
It was really fun. Yeah.
Exactly.
I like this town hall.
I'm trying to play this smart because they had those books for sale for everybody who went to 14 shop. But I knew if I bought those, right, because they let you put the books over your inventory,
right.
Then I wouldn't get those books at the end of the season pass.
Oh,
so I planned it out. If I got those books at the end of the season pass, I would have about a day and a half to finish those challenges, get those books, and then buy the books so I could go over inventory. Ooh. So I was like, oh, I'm using the old noggin. You can't trick this crab. But
you got to tell me. Listen, you got to tell me when you're done, your first day, how much you spent that first day.
I'm at $16 or something like that.
No, when you actually buy all, because you'll get Town Hall 13 packs. They'll show up.
No, tell me I won't. See, that's why.
You just got to tell me how much you spent.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll tell you how much I spent.
$150.
Here's the kicker. Who's going to tell my wife how much I spend, though?
I
have no problem telling you.
She won't listen to this. DM me, dude. I won't tell your wife. I know your wife's phone number.
Pack?
Do you know how much crab you list bought?
TH14 pack is $50.
Yeah, I'm not spending.
And I was like, I get paid next week. I could treat myself.
Treat yourself, girlfriend. Come on. Treat yourself.
It's all about how you frame it. You could say this is a tank of gas, right? And frame it that way. Or you could be like, this is
$50. Who'll pay $50 for a tank of gas?
No. I have never spent $50 in one fell swoop.
I was going to say, yeah.
On the game.
Oh, I have.
Most I've spent is 20.
I have an internal kind of conscience that says if I'm spending more than $15, I'm spending too much. So I'm just a cheap bastard, I guess.
I'll spend money, but
yeah, right. Like
I don't usually spend that much. Wait a minute. So back when we used to have to spend like $30, 30 gems to send a hound, I would send a hound for 30 gems. The gold pass has saved me so much money in gems. Real. It's unreal.
That's one way to look at it. It's like I'm buying this because I have a coupon for it, but still.
Honestly, I'm not kidding when I say that between Brew and I, we were $30 a week in gems. And now we're like $20 a month each plus the gold pass each. That's so we're at like 35 a month. It's like, yes!
Oh, the gold pass is
great.
Huge value. Huge value. And I mean, even when I was maxed, I'd buy the gold pass just because.
The one gem.
Butters will love this. I wanted the freaking skin just on my main account every time.
I'm so tempted by the rogue skin. I actually really like this one. The jungle skin.
I like that one, too. I haven't gotten it yet, but I do think I was talking today about how I'm going to do that as my Halloween costume.
I did buy. You're talking about the Royal Champion skin that's available.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I did buy that. I think there's only one skin that I haven't bought, and that was there was a stupid Barbarian King one that I was like, meh. I'm not going to spend
really
$10 on that.
I'm really mad that I didn't get the Flaming Sword skin.
Oh.
Dondarrion. Jinx. Yes.
I know.
I never got the Wonder Woman one. So
Crab. That was one of my Clashcations where I took like a couple days off.
Yeah.
I got back and it was gone. And I'm like, why does Ben have the Flaming Sword guy? And
so
I don't have that.
You need a whole episode of Clash Regrets.
That's a great idea. We should just have like a segment.
Look, D-Lot is writing it down.
So way back, I mean, way back when Beardsley and I were like level, or we were Town Hall like 30s or something, and we were in a clan completely full of like Town Halls, not Town Halls, level 30s to like 35. We were all new. We were all up one night, you know, in chat, and this is back when there was global and the whole bit. And the next morning when I woke up, somebody had gemmed all the way up through max Town Hall 10 at the time. And we had sat down and figured it out, and it was thousands. Thousands that guy spent that night. We're like, what did that man just do?
That's awesome.
So Clash Regrets. I think you need a new segment.
The microphone is live. Are you guys done?
Sure.
Were you sleeping?
Yeah.
I'm just doing TV.
Hi, Grace.
How's your bowl, Grace?
Hey, Jen, can you see my glass?
Ben, I did see that earlier. I like that. That is pretty dope.
She says she did
good.
Yeah. Yeah, my name on it.
Nice.
It does. That's
Crab,
fabulous.
I still have the gift that I bought you the first time we were supposed to meet you, like, 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Still in my closet behind me. And every time I look at it, I'm like, I can't throw it out. One day I will meet him.
All right.
One day.
Hang on to it.
I am. We're going to be there Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
Just saying.
I won't.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'll be up in the Adirondack Mountains, but I love the idea that ships in the night.
Totally. Okay, so we should talk about the update. So I actually have, look, you can't see it, but the release notes or whatever, the full whatever's, patch notes, that's what they're called. We're not pineapples and thorns here. We're not too technical. All right, so Town Hall 14 obviously is the big thing. I went to 14. BTG, you went to 14. Miss P?
I went to 13.
14? She went to 13.
I went
you
to 13.
Had 13s.
Come on.
Did you go to 14?
No, I just became a 13 like a week ago. I couldn't do that. I'm not a rusher. I don't do
rushers. You should treat yourself to a 14.
I should. Wait, I treated myself.
I thought you had a 13.
No, I just went to 13. I want to talk about this. Like,
for freak's
it's like
sake.
The coolest thing ever.
Oh, okay.
I will be going to 13 soon.
Bruce's going to go to 13 soon.
You know what? That the only reason I was able to go to 13 was at Hammer Jam.
Yeah,
I killed on walls. It was like 2-for-1 walls. Mm-hmm. I had like 160 walls that I did in a week and a half, I think.
Bruce, I come downstairs the day after it's over, and Bruce like, and the update had come out, and he's like, they doubled the price of walls. And I'm like, no, they didn't. They were running a sale on walls, and now they're back to regular price. It was great. D-Lud, did you go to 14?
No, I'm staying at 13 for like 6 months, I think.
Okay. With Town 14, you get 25 new walls. Yay.
Ugh.
An air bomb, a seeking air mine, a skeleton trap, a bomb, a giant bomb, and the pet house. So other things is the builder huts get upgraded so that they shoot things. And then there's a whole bunch of new levels of defenses, buildings, and traps, but I'm not reading them. Back to walls. I would like to request from Supercell, and they're never going to do this because it's gem money and that's what they want. But
who gems
I would
walls,
like
though?
To request.
Let's be honest.
Who gems walls? Does any of us gem walls?
I will lay money that there is someone in the competitive world that gems everything.
In this room.
Oh, no, no, no.
That's the dumbest thing you can gem, by the way. But
they're
go on.
Walls.
Completely agree, because things can fly over them, so who cares? But I would like to request from Supercells that maybe you, like, start the walls at the level halfway down from the town hall. So, like, level 7 town hall or something. I don't know. Give us a bone here so that we don't have to, like, gem. Upgrade. It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah,
where
I just
we
make
at?
A,
level
I,
what?
I just make a line. Is it level 14 now? Okay, 15. I don't know. I'm not sure. I just make a line, and when they're really small, like that low level, you can select the whole row and upgrade the whole row
I know.
At the same time.
But I don't want to have to do that 15 times. Just let me do it 7. Who cares?
Well, you probably will be able to just do that 7 times, and then you're going to have to switch to 1 at a time because they get too expensive.
That's my point. Just let me start at the 7.
Like, well, for an increased nice. Price, though, I'm assuming?
No, I don't want to have to pay for it. I just want to start
he
at
said,
7.
Money.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, Supercell's in for making money.
I know that.
That would be great.
That's what
I
mean.
Can
we just start there?
The grind, especially on those, you know, level 1, level 2, level 3 walls, it's really pointless. I mean, you know, when you upgrade to level 2, it's like
$1,000 a wall or something.
You know, it's
1,000 gold, 1,000 pounds. Right,
when you're at this level, that's nothing. I mean, what do you
I have an English village. I don't have gold. I have pounds.
I like to pay pirate booty. Arr.
Yes, that too.
Take my golden
my
runes.
Goodness.
Pirate booty.
So
I wouldn't disagree with you there. It is pretty tedious and stupid.
I'm glad somebody's on my team here. So the builder hut being weaponized, it's like a little expo, right?
A little cannon, probably. It doesn't shoot.
Yeah, I like the way he pops up. He goes, poo-poo.
Okay, so Peter pointed out, on the very first 14v14 attack in the podcast war, the little builder men completely rebuilt the clan castle from the earthquake damage before the troops even got to it. Because the builder huts were right there. So the little builder man came out and built, and he
waste of an earthquake.
He was like, look, they're building up this stuff. They're building it up again.
That's going to be pretty impactful. Like, where you put your builder huts are going to matter. No more builder hut time fails.
I have a question. If you have, can you have multiple builders rebuilding one defense?
Yeah.
So like theoretically, you had an eagle surrounded by a bunch of builder huts or something.
Four tiles.
One of the attacks, he zoomed in on
the builder man.
Builder man, and like four of them building things up.
Yeah. So they only build until their hut is killed. And then they stop building.
Got it.
So
Gag was like,
what is happening? Yeah. She probably has no idea. She's like, what is this town hall? You know.
I think it's a really cool mechanic, though.
Yeah. I mean, is it such a big deal that people would, like, bother to zap the huts or no?
Absolutely.
I think so. I think it's going to change the way bases are built. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Doesn't a zap redirect the builder? There's something about what is that? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it will.
I'm not sure.
Yep.
Yeah, it redirects the builder to a different building.
Yep.
It like kind of time sets him.
I'm a very simple man. I just like my goblins going in and just doing
You just like the 10, 10, 20.
Yes. Give it to
Spam
me old
life
school.
Forever, Crab.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I'm not so proud that I'm above such things. I just, you know, I'm a screen.
You rocked it, man. You rocked it. I watched you lick that screen.
Honestly, D-Lud, we had this conversation in chat before. I embrace the fact that I like to just spam. That's just, listen, there is an art to doing a funnel. There is.
There is.
Anti-funnel.
There is.
Funnel.
There is an art to an anti-funnel that does.
Brew. We need to have a YouTube video just showing this is what you're supposed to do. This is what you're not
honestly,
supposed to do.
Honestly,
I have tried to show him so much.
It's love you, Brew. You know I do.
It goes.
I've tried to show him. Gollum, Gollum, whiz, whiz, whiz. Gollum, Gollum, whiz, whiz, whiz.
Yeah. But he puts Gollum, whiz, whiz, whiz.
Wait, no, no, spot. No. It's Gollum, Gollum. Wait.
No. Brutus not attack with two hands. Ever.
Whiz. Oh, see, I don't know. People who attack with one hand, I don't know if you should trust them.
finger. Go ahead, Dila.
But on this, we were just talking about, you know, spam. And I made it very clear on the last podcast that I don't apologize for being a spam hitter. But did you see in the patch notes where the multi inferno gets an extra beam?
Yes.
What?
At 14.
Whoa.
Hold on.
Ooh.
I did not see this.
Yeah, so what is it?
So the multi inferno gets an extra beam.
I heard about 14. That. Yeah.
So how many skeletons can get taken out per second by one multi beam? Don't answer that, because I know you don't have the answer. But
hold on,
like, that could add up pretty quick, right? Because one multi-beam is like ding, 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 just taking out skellies. You add one, that's at least like a witch and a half's worth of production of the skeletons, I think. That could really matter.
Like 5 to 6 beams.
Yeah, I think that's going to have a bigger impact on gameplay than people think it is.
Yeah, that's going to definitely impact the witches and the effectiveness of them. For 14, for sure. Hush up over there. I like my witches.
Well, I mean, so
don't make fun of my Larrys.
So, you know, well, I love the Larrys. I am a Larry. So, remember?
Yes, I remember. Then why are you being mean?
No, I mean, I just think that with all of the, and this is just my overall opinion of the update, with the hero pets, with a lot of the updates that they've made, it's really, I think it's going to open doors for more technical attacks and less spammy attacks at 14 because of the hero pets, because I think you can like I've already noticed with like queen charges and stuff. I mean, she goes a lot further because she just has. I put the yak in front of her, and not only does the yak like help tank and take out buildings and help her move in faster, also bust through walls and helps her get in deeper. That's what she said. But I mean, I feel like you're going to be able to do more with your heroes and be able to get to more technical attacks at 14 as a result of this update. I agree.
It's going to turn into a dragon meta. That's what I think, because I think people are still going to run ground. I think people are still going to leave their expos on the ground. Everybody's going to be running multis. So I think that's going to put a hammer on Lalo, to be honest with you. I don't like things
that fly.
Yeah, well, I just...
They're flying hogs, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, yes, in man. August, they're going to bring out that big gold guy. Remember the golden dragon from...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
From the single players, bring that guy out in like August and just be like,
"It's gonna be the super fruit dragon,
The super e drag."
Yeah,
the golden. No.
It costs all your spots.
you just get one.
Just drop that one dragon and hope for the best.
And your heroes with their little pets.
You'll have enough room for like two golden dragons and like a super wall breaker. And that'd be
right.
Oh my god,
that's funny.
You need a really good Chewie and a really good Blizzard, and then you can just like, there you go.
So, new hero levels. Barb King goes to 80, Queen to 80, Warden to 55, Champ to 30. That's fine. It's just a lot of DE, especially when you add on the pets. It's like a million hero books. I don't know. A lot.
But, I mean, the pets don't take as long to upgrade at first.
No, but they still take DE and hero books.
True, but you don't have to spend a hero book on them. You can live without a pet. Like, for the first few levels.
Until someone says, I have to have a unicorn to 3-star.
Mommy, he's so fluffy.
Right. Well, I get that, but I mean, like, it's a lot like, a low-level warden or a low-level RC. You can put it down after a war, let it upgrade the full amount, and you have it available for the next war. So, and like, the Lassie is, I mean, yeah, it takes DE, and I understand DE is going to be scarce. And gold is going to be scarce for a while as well.
I'm staying in Legends. Snipe the DE. Look for that little drill. Snipe it.
No. I'm staying in Legends.
But I don't think it's that bad. I mean, like, I spent a few gems on hero pet levels, but, I mean, I'll put it down.
And 4,000. A few, like 4,000.
A few gems.
Well, I mean, I think the most...
Define a few.
Like 300.
I mean, you didn't say a couple, which would be two.
I think the most he said a few. On a single upgrade for hero pet.
A few is not 300.
Well, I mean, it's not like a full hero level.
He spent a few hundred dollars.
$300 versus $1,000. No, I haven't spent $300.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Do you have anybody in plan with Matt who's maxed out 14?
I don't think so.
Oh god, thank goodness.
I don't think so.
Galadon is maxed out already.
Right, but he's well, Galadon.
I mean, okay.
Super Slug gives him like 15,000 gems a day. So.
Wouldn't that be so nice every day just to wake up to that many gems?
It would be nice.
I would be
so
like,
the only spells
you, best gods.
The only spells that got upgrades at 14 is clone, which is honestly pointless, and poison, which I'm okay with because they increased the CC.
And yet decreased on the lower levels the level that you can put in your CC. So I just experienced that for the first time going back to that Town Hall 10 that I just attacked with right before we started recording. I was like, oh, wow, I can't get a max wall wrecker. And it gave me, I was like, oh.
I didn't get there yet.
I had a tear rolling down my cheek.
Donation changes. So a level 1 clan castle can only have TH7 troops. Level 2 TH8, level 3 TH9, level 4 TH10, including sneaky goblin. I'm going to speak very slowly tonight. Level 5 TH11, including the super barb, super archer, and super wallbreaker. And then level 6 clan castle can only get TH12 troops with all the super troops. So level 6 clan castle is the only clan castle that can have super minions now.
So I have a max 8 that I almost never touch, and it was fun for a while, but then when you're just farming and all of a sudden these max troops come out and you're like, well, you know, I might as well just quit.
Yeah.
I think it's true.
It helps with that. I think what it does, though, is make a level 10 clan irrelevant anymore,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean...
You mean the perks?
Yeah. Like, they were already... Like, they haven't touched them in how long? 5 years? 6 years?
Yeah.
So, they're already irrelevant, but now they're even more irrelevant. It's a little weird.
Well, I disagree with that to a certain degree. Why? I mean... If you're already a 13 or a 14, the perks don't help you at all, right? Because
yeah.
your troops are already maxed.
Well, except for the number that you can donate, that helps.
Right. Yeah. Yep, exactly.
That's true.
But the fact
that's part of it.
So a Town Hall 12 can donate troops to me if I'm asking for max troops.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll still be able to donate to me. So I mean, the perks are still... They're still helping the lower level players be able to donate to higher level players.
Little guys like me feel useful suddenly. It was the greatest thing in the world when I was like, oh, I can give the big guys something that they can actually use.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. So I don't agree that it makes the perks useless. And I like the change, to be honest with you, because when you were when you're a Town Hall 5 or a Town Hall 6 and you had a Town Hall 13 donating a max level drag to you, well,
that
drag
sense.
Could take out
absolutely
could take out the entire base by itself, you know.
Right.
So I like that. I like that change. Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
And I mean, there was leagues out there that only allowed certain level troops in the CC for that reason.
No,
so
true.
Exactly
true. Hero pets. So we have 4 of them. Mm-hmm. We have Lassie, the hound, Pekka dog.
What does Lassie stand for? I mean, doesn't Lassie get shot in the end of the movie?
Hold on.
No, that's Old Yeller.
Oh, that's Old Yeller. Yeah. Lassie's the one who's always finding Timmy. Timmy's always falling down a well. Come on,
Timmy.
Learn your lesson.
Timmy's in the well.
They did not define it.
Just like the Pekka, I've never heard what the Pekka stands for.
Oh, well, that's got to be a second.
Yeah, Pekka stands for something.
They don't define it.
No, well, Pekka does. We know what Pekka means. I don't know what it means, but I'll find it. Hang on. Okay. Hold, please.
All right, so... Level 2 hero pet house unlocks the Electro Owl, a.k.a. Hedwig.
A.k.a. Who, looks dead when you're upgrading.
Yes. He, like, lays on his back.
Looks like a dead bird on the
sad
patio of your hero house. Their pet house. It's ridiculous.
Mighty Yak is level 3. And Unicorn is level 4.
The gen.
There's a unicorn in my favorite game.
So Lassie jumps over walls and bites mailmen in the leg. Jen, he should be your favorite pet. The description is literally this. This adorable automation pup will attack nearby targets and will even jump over walls to bite the mailman's leg. And in its eye, everything looks like a mailman's leg.
It is my favorite pet. I don't like the unicorns anymore.
Yes.
It is my favorite pet.
As long as he doesn't touch Barky, I'm happy.
No. Favorite target is within two and a half tiles of the designated hero. And it is a single target ground hero pet. Okay. Electro Owl, or Hedwig. Mysterious in appearance, this superconductive bird of prey silently glides alongside your hero, automatically giving that hero additional points in coolness. Who wouldn't want a fine feathered friend with glowing eyes perched on their shoulder? In combat, the Electro Owl shoots ranged attack that bounces to a nearby target.
Can I just say, I really want to apply to Supercell as the guy who gets to write the descriptions for the troops. Like, I think I could do that.
I could absolutely
pull that off.
Okay, so the owl will do ground and air, and it's a single target. And then the mighty yak, while this messy-maned monstrosity may seem less than menacing, the mighty yak's skull and horns are definitely not to be trifled with. Tougher than mountains, mighty yak uses his horns to batter a path for his hero companion by dealing extra damage to walls. And says area splash, and he stays within 7 tiles of his hero. And then, sorry, I didn't clarify, the Electro Owl uses the hero's target as his target. So whatever the hero is targeting. Okay, and Unicorn, we'll finish this out, then we can talk about them. This, holy crud, what a word. Hold on.
Can I talk about what P.E.K.K.A. means? Because P.E.K.K.A.
Yes, go ahead. Okay. Sound this out.
Yeah, okay. Since we're on the whole thing of descriptions. I knew P.E.K.K.A. stood for something. Okay, so P.E.K.K.A. stands for Perfectly Enraged Night Killer of Assassins. And is the last troop in the standard barracks, which will be... This is from Supercell. Will be unlocked when you hit Tunnel 8. P.E.K.K.A. is a girl who has the strongest and most expensive armor of any of the elixir-based troops.
That's
a really old description, but
really? Sure. Well, that's what does it stand for? Y'all were like, P.E.K.K.A. doesn't stand for anything.
No, we knew it did, but we didn't know what it was.
But it's not
I still don't know what you said. Something about a knight in shining armor.
Perfectly enraged.
Knight killer assassin. Oh, perfectly enraged.
Ugh. I don't want to ever meet anything perfectly enraged.
That does sound kind of sick. Okay.
All right, let's talk about the gen.
The unicorn. What is this big word?
Let's see if I can butcher this word.
All right, give it to us. Give it to us all as fast as you can. Just plow through it.
That's what she said.
This pulchrid...
I mean...
Tunidus.
Ooh, you were so close, and you just tripped. You just tripped over yourself. You almost hurtled.
Okay, so what is it?
Try it again.
Pulchritudinous?
Try again.
Pulchritudinous.
I'm going in-game so I can...
Where will I find this word?
P-U-L-C-H-R-I-T-U-D-I-N-O-U-S.
You just made that up.
Pulchritudinous.
You literally pulled tiles out of a Scrabble bag.
I didn't. It's in the unicorn description in the patch notes. Come on, Ben.
Okay, it's in the patch notes? Okay, well, all right, let's see if I can find the patch notes.
Oh, my God.
Alexa, do you need the please link? Define post-gurdigudinates.
Okay, I'm skipping the word. This pointy-headed prancing pony doesn't just act as beacon at night for lost travelers with its glowing horn. Oh, his horn glows.
That's what she said.
Heroes.
I love it when his horn glows. Who doesn't?
Pulchritudinous?
That's a sexy word. Say that again.
Pulchritudinous.
Oh, man, it sounds so much better when you say it, BTG.
I mean, keep saying it.
Yeah, just repeat it over and over. Whisper it. Whisper it into the mic. Pulchritudinous.
Oh, yeah.
Pulchritudinous.
You now have the episode
All right. I'm going to take 5 minutes, go clean yourselves up, and then come back.
What does it mean?
Give me a minute. I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. So here is who basks in its regenerative radiance will recover damage over time as their own personal healer. Holy cow.
It means beautiful.
It means beautiful? Like,
I'm going to get that tattooed, Ben. Can you send me that?
No, 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 no. We're going to save you from that. Do not do that.
So, favorite target is the hero. It's a single target, and it will target either both ground and air heroes. So I guess you can heal your warden on air.
Or you can heal your healers.
No, it can't heal your hearers. Healers?
Healers.
No, it cannot.
Why not?
It only heals the hero that you assign it to.
Right. Does it switch if that hero has died?
Yes.
Thank you, Ben.
It does. But it does. I've seen it happen.
Okay.
Where it will be on my Barb King, and my Barb King will die.
All right. So, Ben, I think you might be the only person here who has more than just Lassie. So, do you want to share your experiences with your new pets?
Yeah, I want to know, do you pet your yak?
Oh, my God. Yak,
every day.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I figured.
Daily.
I'm going to leave the room, leave you guys alone.
It's
Pokachu. D-Watch, please. Please don't leave us. D-Love is like, no. No.
Oh, my God.
My Pokachu-ness yak.
This is...
My goodness.
This might be hard to recover this episode. I am so sorry.
We'll be fine. You don't have to cut anything out.
Yeah. I think there are some things that you have to cut out, actually.
Yeah, so far, I think this podcast is about 12 minutes long. Yeah,
right.
You're doing good.
Agreed.
So, Ben.
So I really like the Lassie in front of the Royal Champion. It does great work in front of the Royal Champion. The owl, I stick it with a warden just because.
I have a question.
It seems kind of silly.
Wait.
Let me finish, and then I'll answer your question.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
It's your question about the yak.
The Lassie with a queen charge is awesome. I really like the Lassie, and I've been doing queen charge minor to farm, so my Lassie is.
Why aren't you sending me videos of your attacks?
Okay, I'll start doing that.
You should. I would totally watch them. I send you videos of my attacks.
Yes, Miss Air Goddess.
Thank you.
And then the unicorn, like, if you send your king around the outside to, like, kind of clear buildings to keep your miners or hogs or whatever on the inside of the base, that unicorn just keeps your king going the entire time. So,
sweet.
I mean, I really like the owl is a little weird. I mean, of all the hero pets, I see the owl as being, like, the least... like cool or effective, mostly because most of the time, especially if you're attacking on ground with ground troops, that owl's going to get taken out pretty quick because it's the only air troop out there. It's the only thing that's going to be targeted by air defenses. So
right, it doesn't pull an air defense, but if an air defense is up, the air defense will go after it. Like it's been pulled already. Peter taught me that. Yeah. Thank you, Peter.
Oh, I heard the owl had a hard time figuring out who to attack because he was always asking who.
Your children have got to laugh all the time.
They don't.
Like,
they
all
don't.
The time.
You have the dad jokes down to a T, Crab.
They just shake their head at Crab.
I laugh at them. I love them.
That's great. But overall, I mean, I think the hero pets are a great addition, to be honest with you. I mean, yeah, there's a ton of levels, and I'm just looking at like upgrade times, and they do get up to 8 days for upgrading, which is like, come on, Supercell. I'm like, don't heroes cap at 7 days, or do they go more than 7 days now?
I don't know, but it just took me 14 days to upgrade minions at TH13.
It's all about the books.
So.
Yeah. It's all about the books.
Right, or gems. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a money grab, but at the same time, I like the mechanics of them. I think they all do a little different thing, so you could mix and match depending on what attack you're doing. And I think there's going to add a lot of strategy to the game along with the builder huts. So I'm very pleased with this update. To be honest with you, I mean, I was like, oh, we're going to get a new defense, which I didn't expect it to be a builder hut. And at first I was kind of like, oh, this is kind of lame. But then when I saw the mechanics of it, it's like,
this is kind of lame, you know,
that's all right. And then when they brought the hero pets in, I'm like, okay, now you're talking. So there's no new troop. No new hero, no true defense. Like, you know, they didn't add scatter shots or anything like that. But what they did bring to the game, I think, quite honestly, knocked it out of the park. I'm really excited about this update. All right, Miss P, you had a question.
Yes, okay. So you sound super excited about this update, and I absolutely love that. Like, I'm excited. Because I want to know, like, I've been watching some of the attacks with the Town Hall 14s in this war. I haven't really watched it for, like, a week because I've been kind of busy. But it seems like it's more seamless. It's just kind of a natural transition into still doing an attack. And it doesn't seem like it's, like, such a headache. It just seems like it's just kind of enhances the game.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's not a real huge learning curve.
Right, I mean, it's just kind of, you're doing the same thing, but yeah. Just better, like cooler.
I think when the eagle was added, that was a huge learning curve.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then they added the Inferno on the Town Hall on top of the eagle, and that added, and the scatters. Mm-hmm. So that was, like, a lot. So I agree. I mean, I've only been on TH14 for, like, 24 hours, and I really haven't hit one yet, but...
You will.
I can see how it could be a little easier of a transition than the previous two.
You know, and I haven't really had to deal with attacking, like, builder huts that are already weaponized with the builders.
You may now.
Fixing things. And I will. Yeah, I know I will. And that may change the way you attack to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. But it's just something you're going to have to account for, just like an eagle, just like a weaponized town hall, just like a scatter shot. But I don't think the battle builder is that OP that you're really going to have to really account for it. I could be completely wrong on this, but I don't think you're going to have to account for it like you're going to have to account for a scattershot or an inferno.
I agree with that, but I think it might change the way that you enter a base or the way that you decide where to drop your quad quake or your zap quake, you know. All those things might change, especially as builders catch up, right?
Right.
So
no, I
right now we're in that spot where builders are still bastardizing 13 bases with 14 stuff.
Right. So yeah. as a 12 who's been having to hit up into 13s all the time, I mean, it's exhausting. But I've noticed that a ton of 13 bases I'm hitting have these open corners with spring traps to get your golems or whatever. And now, did I see somewhere about the repathing of queens or such?
Yeah.
That,
yep.
So I'm wondering, you know, if we'll start to see that disappear.
I'll find it.
But it took me like a week to go, oh, I'm a dummy. Like, I'm going to send my king in there and then send my tank or whatever because these spring traps kept on getting me. I'm like, little 12 trying to hit up all the time.
Yeah, they threw that
I think
in
it's
going
to be really tough to hit up on 14s. I think it's going to be really tough. Not necessarily because the extra DPS from the Battle Builder, but from the repair mechanism of the Battle Builder.
Yeah. So we talked about the battle builders. There were some balance changes. I'll run through them quick. Level 6 clone spell. House space effect has been increased from 33 to 34. Super giant HP has been reduced by 200. Super minion DPS has been decreased by 50. And hit point has been increased by 100. Inferno Dragon level 2 DPS has been decreased from 80 to 1600. Is that a decrease? Oh, 80, 1600 to 79, 1580. I don't know why there's two numbers. I'm not good at this. And HP reduced by 50. Inferno Dragon beam cooldown has been increased from 0.5 seconds to 0.6. And increase max spell donation count by 1 for clans of level 4 and above. And level 8 Inferno Tower will have 6 beams while in multi-inferno mode, which is the one we just talked about.
That's nuts. Like, that Inferno is, like, that's insane.
Yeah. It's going to be big. Starter challenges have been added for Town Halls 2 through 6 to speed up progress. That's kind of cool. Season challenge changes. When claiming a resource reward, if the player only has enough storage space for some of the reward, you can now take whatever will fit, which I actually like. I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. And then gems for the rest. I'm good with that. I like that. Okay, so when a season ends, any unlocked but unclaimed rewards from the season will automatically be claimed. Any rewards unable to fit into your storage will be converted to gems according to the same rules as if it was done manually.
So I've never had that problem where I, like, forgot to, like, claim my... I'm just going on mute. Never mind. I'm just going to write down time.
No, go, go!
No, has anybody forgotten to claim their Go Pass?
Yes.
Rewards, really?
No. 100%. Especially on the JJ.
Never.
That's what. You got to claim those rewards on your JJ, girlfriend. That the JJ deserves his rewards. Get it, girl. Woo! Treat yourself.
Okay, we should move to the next thing. New play games and gold pass challenges for invisibility spell. Whoopee. I don't use it. All season challenges relating to winning battles with a troop or spell have had the quantity needed per battle reduced to 1 each.
Yes. I know this because I am a big, like, that's a driver for me. Like, every morning before, you know, I've got my little quiet moment and I'm like, okay, I look exactly at what are the challenges. And I notice, like, oh, I only need to use one witch in this, you know, or I only need to use one sneaky goblin. Awesome. So okay. I can verify and confirm.
Okay, good. Any other comments on the season challenge changes?
I never actually look at the challenges.
I don't either. I just keep going.
That's where I sense everything.
I do sometimes, but...
I did last... Was it last night or today? It was today. Bruce said to me, he's like, you don't have sneaky archers. I'm like, why do I need sneaky archers? I don't attack with sneaky archers. He's like, yeah, but there's a challenge and you can get your book. And I was like, oh, thanks, Bruce.
There's a sneaky.
You got sunlight that night, didn't you, Brew? Yes, you did.
Yes, I did, Chad. Yes, I did.
Did you see the question from Mords?
No.
No, what?
He's like, what are your Town Hall 14 pet combinations and why? And I think I went through that.
You answered them.
Yeah.
I only have Lassie. I think I've tried her with the king and the queen. But I don't know.
Do you have to unlock them in order? So when you get to 14, is it like you can't just go yakety yak, don't talk back right out of the gate?
No. You can't pick your hero pet.
I think the Lassie on the Royal Champion is the best because it's the fastest of them. And it keeps up with the Royal Champion really well and tanks for her a long time. Like I've went through like farming raids where the Lassie is still up and running at the end of it. So
me tank for you a long time.
Yes.
$5.
Which is really great because I have found that the very first hero pet you unlock
COVID.
Quite frankly,
you know.
We totally talked over you. I'm so sorry.
I hate to tell you guys this, but you don't have a podcast anymore.
This is totally the podcast. Go ahead, Ben.
I was just going to say, the Lassie seems to be the most effective hero pet. I mean, it works so well with the Royal Champion. Unicorn works really well on the King, too.
Can you really send me some videos? I would really appreciate it. Yes, just your farm attacks. Just let me. Thank you.
Yes, because...
See, there we go. Maybe you should, yep.
Okay, so evidently there's new recruitment tools, but I'm not going to talk about them because we don't ever recruit that way.
So if anybody needs to know about them, podcast, sort of.
You can.
Sort of. Not this week.
You can read
the
patch notes.
Read the patch notes.
They reduced cost reductions, but I'm not going to click the link. New achievements. Not so easy this time. Destroy weaponized town halls. How about mound halls? Oh, that could be a new thing. In multiplayer battles, siege sharer. So donating your siege machines. And just an FYI for those of you who don't have this yet, siege machines now no longer count towards friend in need.
Who hasn't achieved their friend in need challenge?
Not me.
I achieved a challenge today. It was only like 30 times, but cool.
Dude. I don't know what that says about me. Does that just mean I'm
super? Hold on, let me look. Like, I thought you were that funny.
I got to check and see.
I'm sure
it's because he takes months off.
Well, right. Yeah. Right. Because I take months off. Let me just, I'm going to log into that account real quick and I'm going to check and see.
Superb work is boosting your super troops. And then bust this. Destroy weaponized builder huts in multiplayer battles. Gameplay boosts on heroes or buildings are no longer canceled when an upgrade is started and will continue to run in the background. So does that mean when the upgrade is done, it's boosted?
No, I think it just means it just finishes its timeout.
Oh.
That was confusing for me, too. I was just like, so I'm doing a 14-day upgrade, but I'm going to get my last 32 minutes of my boost. Thanks for that. Okay.
I'm my friend in need, forget it. Never mind. I've obliterated it.
Thank you. I would be very worried.
18 years ago, when I was a wee boy, just knee-high to a hedgehog, I had already finished that. So
a little TH8 with your little level 10 king.
It's long been finished. It was my sharing is caring that is not complete.
That one's tough.
Yeah, we need to talk about sharing.
That's a spell one, right?
Yeah.
That's the spell one, and I'm not even halfway through it as I look at this. So there you go. I don't because I'm always behind. I'm always
I'm at 9,019 spell spaces.
Yeah, that's nice. See, I'm not even. I'm at 4,314. So bad on me.
It's okay. Now we have TH14s, which take 3 spell spaces, so you can get there faster.
Okay, good.
Okay.
500 gems, that's nothing to sneeze at. I mean, right there, that's a yakety yak right there.
That's
probably.
Right. That's a few gems. Just a few.
Jen, don't give me that look.
Get used to it.
So, in summary, I agree with Ben. I like this update. I'm happy with it. I'll see if I have the same opinion in 2 months when I'm grinding away at all these upgrades. So, on the agenda, does anybody have it?
I got it.
Where are we? D-Lud, what's next after the update?
Non-Clash segment, American Me.
Oh, American Me. Okay.
Can we still talk about Clash?
We can. Do you have something else?
Oh, well, tonight we are recording during the Pods and Recreation War. Like, it is just the biggest thing. And, we did.
We talked like about it already. Like an hour.
How many clans? Okay. Did we name all the clans that are, like, all the podcasts that are
in there? No, we didn't name all the podcasts.
Would you like to name
how many are in there? Let me take a guess.
1.2 million.
Eight?
No, how many podcasts are involved in this
1.2 million.
Yeah.
You're
5.
Okay.
Bit of a range.
5?
Okay. It's
us. Isn't it?
No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8 podcasts involved in this war right now.
Yes!
You win. Come on down.
I remember the little pictures at the bottom of the thing.
You're so funny. But, I mean, honestly, like, this is, like, the first time we've ever had this many, like, podcasts, these many, like, goats in one section, like, one clan, divided between the two of us. Me and Carl against each other. There's us, Pineapple Thorns, Crystal to Join, Clash on the Potty, Dynamite Drake, Marshman, and Catfish. We are split between the two of us. We got to do a draft. That's live on one of our feeds, I think. Or is it just in our Discord?
As you brought up the draft, I was not going to point out that I actually technically wasn't drafted.
Hey, neither was I. I talked about this. Okay, so a
but
few
I
people,
have thick skin in my
feelings. Listen,
did you make the poster, Crab?
What's that?
Did you make your name on the poster?
Did I make my, no, my name's not on the poster.
Mine isn't either. Don't feel bad.
My name was left off the poster.
Yes. Oh, my God.
This is kind of funny. I'm sorry,
we're
going to
start our own poster.
I'm sorry, Fox.
It's the Crab and D-Lud poster.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, just like wherever we see the other poster, we'll just tape ours up over top of it.
No problem.
And listen, if I come away with a six-pack in this war, I want my name on the poster.
That means you need a six pack, dude.
I can do it. I'm in the spot to do it.
You are.
Yeah.
Just remember, switch your friendly war back to your army. Right.
It's okay, yeah. Crab.
It's
important. Didn't draft you, and she said that her favorite podcast host wasn't me.
Listen,
so
okay, no. Can we talk about this for a second? Because first of all,
I don't think we should talk about this. This is where we clear it all up.
Let her defend.
I need a drink.
Why she didn't choose her favorite TH10 or her favorite podcaster.
Listen to me. Okay, number one, Good Cop, Bad Cop was pulled off right from the start. I was pushed off of, like, my pedestal. Like, I had no idea where I was, and I was just treading water. Okay? My dig at Carl, because Carl is one of my favorite podcast hosts.
Yeah.
So that's why I said that. It was supposed to be a dig at him. And my, wait, listen, my co-hosts take it personally. It wasn't even at them. Like, it had nothing to do, I was trying to get back at him. So inevitably, it like was a failed gif on him.
I'm having problems.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know what's going on over there at Beth's house. But...
I know.
So
I don't know either, Brad.
I actually was so thankful though that I wasn't drafted to the other side, just because I was looking up and down your roster and I was like, okay, we got this.
So I have 10 people on my wish list that I wanted to get, and I got 8 of them. So I did pretty good, to be honest.
Yeah, that is good. And sitting down here, I'm really glad I put in my 10. Because had I been put
I,
in my 12,
I am too.
Well, had I put in my 12, like what I did wouldn't have really mattered, I don't think. But because there's only two other 10s on the other side of the map, like everything I do absolutely matters. So I, you know, even though I'm down on the bottom of the map, it can mean a star or two for everybody.
Oh, well,
no
you
dip.
Matter, dude. Like you're I most matter. Important
for
on my team.
For once, I matter.
Yeah, considering you're the relevant. Other dude who's a 9, who isn't
yes.
a 9.
You are relevant.
I'm so shiny. Tell me how important I am.
You are so fantastic right now. Like, that attack
going.
Was amazing.
Don't stop.
Can we, yes, I mean, you just are the epitome of the dad
okay,
joke.
No, stop.
Okay. I could go on, but no. 20 minutes, voice. No, what time is it?
It's we've been on for an hour and a half, and
so
we've
probably
still got about
hour?
14 minutes worth of actual podcast content.
Yeah, we may skip a few. Sections?
Yeah.
I took notes on American
Me.
Don't you dare skip American Me. I took 3 out of
no,
hours.
American,
out
no,
no,
no. Let's skip Brew Corner. Are we skipping Brew Corner?
We can skip Keto Corner and Brew Corner.
I want to talk about the steaks that I'm not sous videing. Come on. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Okay.
You're fine. I said it, so I'm good.
I feel like we're missing fan questions.
Your fan question was really weird. It, like, didn't make any sense.
No, there was more than this. I did this agenda 3 times. I thought I posted it, then it wasn't there. Then I thought I posted it, and I thought it was there. And then D-Lud was like, does anybody have an agenda? Like, this morning. And I was like, I posted that! And it wasn't there. And I had to do it again. So, never mind.
I feel really bad that I didn't read it, since you put that much work into trying to get it posted.
I always put work into the agenda, BTG.
She does. Jeez.
Okay,
I just
American
had to,
Maine.
I just had to say that.
So Inc. is the only person, other than BTG, who gave us something to watch. So he suggested American Me.
That was my big question. So I was given my homework assignment of watching American Me.
Yeah.
And I couldn't help but wonder, like, okay, so who did this come from and why? Like, did he
watch it?
Did he give any kind of commentary when he assigned this to us?
Okay, so as soon as the question was asked, he was like, American Me. Like, it was like, boom, I got this. Like, there was nothing said, just boom, that's all he said.
He never really said why.
Yeah,
I will be honest.
It was very instant.
It was an okay movie.
I will watch it.
I think it was an awkward ending.
I didn't have time to watch anything.
It's like,
so
that was it?
It probably behooves. Look at, listen to me. No, it probably
are
would.
Are you talking?
It probably would benefit like our listeners if we gave a little summary of what is the movie American Me about.
Do you want to do that, Crab?
Oh,
you're the one who mentioned
it. Can do
it.
Here, Brew.
So,
tell them what it was about, Brew.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I want to hear.
You watched it.
I want to hear what Brew says.
I had no
it's
idea.
About.
All right, so go ahead.
It was,
you start.
Okay, so American Me was filmed in 1992.
Oh, goodness.
And,
he has the year.
It was about three quarters of the way through the film when I realized I've seen this before. Like 20 years ago, I remember watching this. And I at the beginning of this film, it says, oh, this is, first of all, loosely based on a real story.
Right.
And
okay.
Number two, like, these are disturbing things, but,
yeah,
you know, they're reality, so be aware that it could be disturbing. And
right,
it's, like, 20 years ago disturbing. You
yeah
know what I'm saying? Like, so I got all the way through it, and I was like, well, actually, in 2021 standards, that's not really that shocking. So
right,
it's about this guy named Santana who basically founds the Mexican mafia while he's in prison. Really, it's about broken people breaking people. You said the end was depressing, and at the end, it's really just the perpetuation of the cycle, right? So
no,
this,
no, agreed.
This idea of gang life and this little kid who's like going out to shoot somebody is how the film ends, and you're like, oh, so the
okay,
cycle
well,
just
like, going. Santana gets like
killed.
Lived and
yeah,
right,
and he's
right,
thrown
yeah,
him over, shanked. And it's like,
right,
what the hell just happened?
Yeah. I couldn't help but think of, do you guys know, I'm going to break out poetry. Can I do that on a Clash of Clans podcast?
We do everything here on Married
Clash. Do you know the poet, his name's Larkin? He has this poem named This Be the Verse. I can't read it out loud on your pod because it's not safe for podcast at all, the poem. But it's all about how parents screw up their kids. And it just keeps going. So those kids then screw up their kids and on and on. And I couldn't help but, like, think about that poem the whole time I was watching this. So, all right. So Santana goes
Santana
on. Like, I think the whole center of this movie is when, like, that girl he falls in love with.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she says to him, it's like you're two people. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you're this one guy who is kind of like this innocent, naive guy who doesn't know how to make love, doesn't, what was the other thing? I forget. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't know how to dance.
Doesn't know
really
how to dance.
Those two things,
right.
They matter.
Yeah.
Right, and then the other guy.
He went into jail and, like, he was, like, 16.
Wow.
Exactly.
So, like, he never really got to, like, be a teenager and, like, do the things that everybody does.
Well, that's
he
right, and his dad
jail.
Was completely, you know, I think he developed that way because his dad was so disconnected. And why
yeah
was he disconnected? Because the guy, you know, his wife
yeah
was raped. So I'd love to have the conversation with Inc. as to why he immediately decided this film.
Yeah.
It's not
well
contemporary, right? It's predated. It does have, the more I looked into it, like it has this whole following of, you know, there's a bunch of rappers who are like, oh, this is my favorite film and everything.
Yeah.
It's not that it glorifies gang life, but it definitely exposes, like, it's not about bad people. It's
no
just about people making bad decisions and having to
yeah
deal with the consequences
and culture
of the decision.
Culture directing the
That's
your
right.
destiny instead of you. Like,
right.
the fact that the girl that he couldn't dance with or make love to ended up going to school because he encouraged her. He said, you should go. Just go.
Yeah.
So, it was interesting. I don't know that I would call it, like, a waste of my time. There's been movies I've watched that I was like, I just wasted 2 hours of my life. Like, I'll never get that back.
Sure.
I don't think I'd say that. I enjoyed it. I think it was a little slow in the middle. It would have been nice to pick it up a little. There was a reason. And that, you know, when we got to the end, I don't know. I'm the type of person that, like, wants to know what happens after the fairy tale gets married.
Right.
Like, I want to know, did they have 4 kids or just 1 or no kids? Like, they buy a blue house or a white house? Like, I want to know those things. So the fact that it ended the way it did, I was like, oh, I want to know. Like, did she get her degree? Did her son not go into the gang?
There wasn't a lot of redemption at the end.
No.
Right? There wasn't any kind of saving of the people at the end. It was Mm-mm. it was pretty much just left at this
really
is
necessarily a happy ending.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But thank you.
Well, and I think that fits with the like the theme of the movie, right? Where
yeah.
I mean it's like
it was very real.
You know, mistakes after mistake after mistake. Bad decision after bad decision, and it's just perpetuating itself. And I think it's meant to be like, this is reality. This is the reality of gang life. And if you don't want this reality, don't get into it. I enjoyed the movie just simply because it had Admiral Adama in it. So that was really cool.
That was wasn't that the first thing you said as soon as we mentioned that we were watching
yes.
that?
Edward. He's Admiral Adama from Battlestar Galactica.
See, I never watched Battlestar Galactica. Never, ever.
Yeah. He's also from Stand and Deliver.
Stand and Deliver, yeah.
Yeah. That's a great movie also.
That is a good movie.
I would throw in The Natural. Filmed in Buffalo, New York, one of the
greatest
cities
movie.
On the planet.
Oh.
A wonderful allegory about good and evil, and it is redemption. It is about overcoming the evils in life. So I'd throw that one in there.
We can watch that one. I've seen it, but I'll watch it again. 100%.
I've never seen
It's a good one.
I was going to say we should watch Monty Python and the Holy Grail because of the fan question.
The fan question, yeah. Okay, so maybe we should do that. Let's take that as the suggestion, and then we'll do The Natural the next episode. So,
all right, so what are we watching?
A Monty Python.
Monty Python.
And the Holy Grail.
In
the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because F asked about the airspeed velocity.
It's just a flesh wound.
He's just wandering around muttering to himself.
But that's like one of the best lines out of the movie, though.
Yeah.
You don't have any arms. Just a flesh wound.
Okay. So, here, these will be rapid fire, I guess, because evidently they didn't make it onto the agenda. Socks in bed or socks no bed? No socks in bed.
What?
Brew, you totally,
who
this is so
socks
for you.
To bed?
Exactly, right, Brew?
No socks
Brew
in bed.
Brew is totally anti-socks in bed.
It's
no
not
socks
even,
in
bed.
So bad.
My
winter
answer
time in Minnesota is socks in bed. Summertime, no socks.
Okay.
BTG says wintertime, socks. Summertime, no socks.
What?
He's also in another country, and
oh
it's
my
really
God,
cold.
No.
Out.
My answer to socks in bed or no socks in bed entirely depends on the length of time it's been since my wife has cut her toenails.
Ow.
Okay.
If it's been 6 months or more, please put socks on.
You shouldn't wait 6 months.
Girlfriend,
to cut
yeah,
your toenails.
No.
Well, you know, every 3 weeks to 6 months is when I generally will trim my nails. Personally, I think that's a good time frame.
So we are very anti socks in bed in our house. Brew has like very strong feelings about this. This
if
is
you,
not
if you
okay.
sleep at his house, you can't wear socks.
He's not okay with this.
He's not so, okay with it. And I'm always really cold.
The one and only time that Brew has ever worn socks in bed with me was in New York. We were in Syracuse, New York at the very beginning of October in a pop-up camper, and it was like 5 degrees. It was freezing, and we had no heat. So he wore socks. That's the only time in almost 16 years. He doesn't do it. It just doesn't happen. What about you, D-Lud?
No, no socks in bed. That's easy. Just that's
you have to let those things breathe, man.
I've worn socks too bad, but I will eventually start kicking them off, and then I find them under my covers.
Like, I feel like the no socks in bed people are the same people who refuse to tuck in the sheets at the end of the bed, right?
I tuck my sheets in.
Oh,
nope. I don't even use sheets.
In fact, I tuck my sheets in.
But no.
Our comforter gets folded.
Actually, Jen just sleeps outside underneath the stars every day.
She's got a sleeping bag. She's good.
Just heaps some dry leaves over herself as she's cold.
Our comforter gets folded at the end of the bed, and it covers our feet. So our feet are warm. It's just no socks. Okay,
yeah.
Next question. Toilet paper roll. Over or under, top or bottom?
Can I go first?
Over the top.
You can go first. All
right, sorry. You
What did I buy you, Beth?
You bought me a sign for the wall.
Uh-huh.
I forget what it says, though.
It shows you how to, it's supposed to go, it's a plaque that goes in your bathroom, and it shows you a picture, a depiction of how your toilet bowl roll is supposed to go, and it says wrong or right or whatever, because I lived in an apartment once, and I never would put my toilet paper on the roll. I would just literally sit it on top,
and
she hated me for it. She hated me for it.
I don't want to have to look for it. You had a dispenser. Put it on it.
It's the funniest thing ever.
Crab has... Go ahead, Crab.
I am the only person in my house who actually bothers to put them on the roll. Like, everybody else is just fine with it sitting on the top of the toilet.
I am terrible.
Like barbarians out there. Like,
I am a barbarian.
Just, you know, take a giant wad of and just... Wad it all up. No, you know, we all have our roles. My role in this house is to make sure that it actually ends up on.
But over or under? You don't care?
I really don't care.
Over.
As long as it's freaking able to spin.
Yeah, no.
It's got to be
because
over.
Because if it's under, spin it, you don't realize it, then it's on the floor or you're touching it. And you're,
oh, no, you're right about that. I think about that. Yeah, over is definitely the right answer. That's absolutely correct. There's no way that you should be putting it under now that I think
Thank
about
you.
This.
Yeah. D-Lud, over
no,
under?
No, it's definitely over. Because, and I know this to be a fact because in basic training, so I'm a former military, in basic training, that's one of the demerits that you would get is if the toilet paper roll was coming from the under instead of the over.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and who would know the right answer but the U.S. government? Of course they know.
I mean, they have, there's been a study on it. I mean, seriously. I mean,
right. My tax dollars hard at work to tell me over.
Yep. And you will do push-ups if your toilet paper is not set up right. So it's
Bruce
definitely
back.
Without question.
Maybe.
Over.
So how many push-ups do you do if you don't even bother to put it on?
Oh yeah. No, they just shoot you for that.
They shoot you.
They like,
go
shoot
outside
you.
And sleep in the leaves.
He's dead. Next question. Whipped cream or Cool Whip?
What am I doing with it?
All right, so I'll answer because I have thought about this. There's a different preference depending on what you're putting it on. If
That's
it's on ice cream, then whipped cream. If it's on pumpkin pie, then Cool Whip. No one agrees with me.
I don't even know.
You all just got quiet.
I don't even have a preference, to be honest with you. They're both good.
Can I just say yes? I'm just going to answer it by saying yes. I don't know.
You can say yes.
I'm right there with you, D-Lud.
So whipped cream is usually in the aerosol can, yeah?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or you make it with like
and Cool Whip's in like a tub.
Yes.
But I want the Cool Whip, but I want the aerosol can. Can I, like... Can I combine them somehow? Sure. Is that possible, or is the Cool Whip such that it cannot be aerosolized?
I don't think the Cool Whip can be aerosolized.
No question. That's a word.
You should invent that crab, and you would make tens of dollars.
I would buy it for myself, because I think the Cool Whip is a superior product, but the whipped cream is a superior delivery method.
Convenience. It's more convenient.
Yeah.
I would agree.
So when I was in college, I probably spent half my tuition money on just Cheese Whiz, you know, the aerosol cheese.
Oh, yeah.
It was so cool. You could just, like, pop it right in your mouth and just... I'd do the same thing with Cool Whip, given the opportunity.
I mean, I ate a lot of ramen, but I didn't stoop that low.
Oh, ramen, that's so bad.
Jeez, oh, come on, no.
Oh, my God. No.
So there was a period in my life when I was so poor that I didn't even have money to boil the ramen. I just ate it dry. Like, I would break the bricks and then dip it into peanut butter. But look at me now. I'm spending lots of money on gems.
On Cool Whip.
All $50 at gems.
Once all posh, thinking about what's better, Cool Whip or whipped cream.
F did this. Okay, so best Hall & Oates song.
Huh?
I'm from Philadelphia.
They are from Philadelphia. Oh. Best Hall & Oates song.
Bridge Over Troubled Waters? Is that even a Hall & Oates song?
That is not Hall & Oates.
That's not Hall & Oates.
Man-Eater.
I don't even know.
That is my favorite Hall & Oates song.
There, I've heard
I would
that
have
one.
To know. Like, what are other song titles?
Okay, Hall & Oates.
I can't even hit a sentence.
This is Yacht Rock. This is my world.
Well, I was confusing that with Simon and Garfunkel, wasn't I?
Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates, like hauling oats? Like you got a bunch of oats and you're hauling them somewhere?
Oats.
Right. So I've got a wagon of oats and I'm hauling them off to the horses.
Okay. Man-Eater.
Oh, good.
I can't go for that. Out of touch.
That's a good song.
She's Gone.
That's another
You
good
Make
song.
My Dreams Come True.
Yep.
Oh.
Say It Isn't So. Rich Girl. She's a rich girl.
It's a rich girl.
And you go too far. Private Eyes.
Oh, you kind of know that one.
You know that one?
Anybody?
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 No.
Anybody? No? You do if you hear it. I'll bet you.
I bet.
I think I'm going to go with Out of Touch.
Out of Touch?
Yeah, I like Out of Touch. That'll be my vote.
I'm going with Rich Girl, because that's the one that made me dance. So
that was our questions. He asked Crunchy versus Peanut Butter again, but we already answered that.
So. You know what? Wait a minute, because I just want to let you guys know that every time.
One more. Okay. One more.
Okay.
Jilch had a question, and this is a guy question only. Boxers or tighty whities?
Oh, I would love. No, boxers or briefs, because there's a difference between boxers or briefs. And then if they go tighty-whities.
Tighty-whities or briefs?
Oh, my God.
No, like there's boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs are another option. Yeah.
Ben, come on.
Well, you got no boxer briefs.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, boxer briefs.
Crab, what do you got?
Wait, you want me to show you?
No.
Oh,
yes,
lower. Okay. Lower. I can't see that. Right. Like, wait a minute. Come on, crap. Right. Come on.
I think you get the best of both worlds with the boxer briefs. Really.
With a thong?
Mm-hmm. And that's what Brew wears. Brew's a boxer brief guy.
I mean, you get the support, but then you get the, I don't know. I've never been a tighty whitey guy.
Boxer briefs. I like
boxer briefs for girls. They're like pretty comfortable, so they've got to be comfortable.
Yeah,
like boxers, just plain boxers, you get a lot more bunching and all that.
Right, you're constantly reaching down in your pockets, and you're like trying to like figure out how to pull them down your leg as they're riding up without
looking
like you're, you know.
You have a little more freedom than regular briefs,
right?
But not the right amount of support compared to a boxer.
Agreed.
So,
completely.
Yeah. I like it.
I mean, the only other option would be Commando.
Oh. Yeah. That is another option. There's four options. There's not just two. There's four.
Free balling.
Sorry.
I mean, I'm always nervous when I zip up when I'm Commando.
Wow.
That's a bad day. I'm just saying.
That was a lot of information right there.
Just, okay. I mean.
Useless information. I did not prepare this week. I'm sorry.
Oh, I did.
Okay, Ben, go first.
Did you know, and D-Lud or his kid probably knows it, that there's over 43 quintillion combinations on a Rubik's Cube that you could set it to?
And you can
solve every single one of those different combinations in 20 moves or less.
Wow.
Amazing.
D-Lud's son is like a Rubik's Cube whiz.
So is Ben.
He's aspiring. I don't aspire to. I just like solving them.
It's fun for you. That's cool.
Yeah, like this is my one I've been playing with a lot more lately because it's.
That's what she
it's
said.
A little more. Yeah.
Thank you for showing us that, Ben.
Yeah. For the podcast listeners, what I was showing was a Megaminx.
Right. Yeah, okay.
My youngest son has vision issues, and just I haven't thought about Rubik's Cubes in years and years, but just a couple days ago at his school, I saw a Braille Rubik's Cube. So it was all white, but you had to solve it by the feel of the bumps on each of the blocks.
I think that's even harder.
Right, wow. Definitely.
That's crazy.
That is cool. I've seen those, and that's really cool.
D-Lud.
Yeah, so I'm going to do one for Butters.
Butters.
Because nobody is more outspoken about the pineapple on the pizza argument than Butters, right? So I just wanted to point out that the Hawaiian pizza was invented in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're crazy. They have no idea what they're doing.
That would be my useless information for the night.
I'm really not shocked about that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, right.
I found one.
What do they call Canadian pizza in Canada? Bacon pizza.
Bacon pizza. Okay.
Goodness.
There you go.
So you're telling me Hawaiian pizza is not Hawaiian and spaghetti is not Italian?
Correct.
I don't even know what this world's all about.
What did we get taught? Yeah, like really? Like
Hawaiian pizza was invented in Canada by a guy from Greece.
Okay.
There you go.
You're the one that I want.
Wow.
All the world's a lie.
Crab, what is yours?
My useless fact is that there is approximately one chicken for every human being in the United States.
Yo,
so if
all right.
push came to shove, we could all go and just find our chicken. Where's your chicken? I don't know.
It's
somewhere. You have a chicken, I have a chicken. We just got to go find it.
I'm going to Nighty-Knee's house.
Nighty-Knee's house.
Yeah, well, that's probably a good place to go. I mean, there is... I don't have a chicken, but somebody out there has two chickens, which means one of those is mine. Right? I mean, if...
He's such a dad.
He's been sharing photos of them.
I love it, though.
The chickens?
He
adopted.
They were really cute for a long time. Now he says they're getting ugly.
He adopted six.
Aw, that's what we say about all our children.
Are they little peckers? Do they go around pecking everything?
Okay, so here's mine.
You just said you didn't have one.
No, I got one. I Googled. Okay. The only bird that can fly backwards is the hummingbird.
I knew this.
I did not know that.
We have a ton of hummingbirds up in the Adirondack Mountains.
I have hummingbirds.
A ton of them.
I didn't know they could go backwards. They were the only ones that could go backwards.
Yep.
We hung our bird feeder in the middle of our yard because the squirrels kept eating it when it was hung in the tree. So I had to buy an 8-foot shepherd hook so we could hang the bird feeder because my daughter's like, we have to feed the birds. You got the bird. So we hang the bird feeder, and now we have this big cardinal. I mean, the thing's got to be as big as my head. He's
male
gigantic.
Or female?
I don't know. He's red.
We don't know.
He's female. He's male.
To be male.
What?
The pretty ones are.
Can you please clarify
pretty ones
for
are male.
Yes. Big, red. And he's big. Like, he makes the bird feeder thing go like this when he sits on it. Because it's banging on the hook.
What? Can you tell?
It's a little house. So there's, like, little platforms on either side. And, like, when he gets on the one side, the bird feeder goes like
he does it.
He comes
Texas.
Every day. Every day at like 10:30. Jen, what's your useless information?
Oh, okay. I have a good one this week. This is pretty fun. Okay, so a new verb was introduced into the English language. So the Hoover Company was the first to make the electric vacuum cleaner appeal to mass markets around the world. During the 1920s and 1930s, Hoover sold its range throughout North America, Europe, and Asia, and eventually became synonymous with the vacuum cleaner. It wasn't long before Hoover became a verb in the Oxford English Dictionary. Indeed, hoovering is still a word millions of people use today.
That's what my grandmother used to say.
Yep. I mean, this
Why
is for those of us who love to vacuum.
When I'm trying to sleep?
I mean,
who
loves to vacuum, right? Hoovering?
Okay, how about this one?
Oh, Brew found one.
Polar bears are left-handed.
That's okay. I know.
There you go.
Like, why? Or, like...
I don't know.
It just says
Caribbean,
polar bears are left-handed.
There are no oysters that climb trees.
Oysters can climb trees?
I don't know.
But turtles can't climb fences, so what a world. What a world we live in.
Hold on. In the Caribbean, there are oysters that can climb trees.
Can they climb clinch posts?
Probably.
But they're not turtles. So
they're not turtles, so they can climb fences.
So if you see an oyster on a fence post, it might have got there by itself.
Somebody definitely put that there.
We're moving on. Okay, shout-outs and Twitter handles. Crab, you're a guest. So you go first.
Okay. Don't bother trying to contact me at all on Twitter. I have a Twitter, but
yeah,
I don't even know what the I'm one of those Twitter guys who only does replies or lurking. But I do want to shout out OU.
Yes.
OU had taught me this Invisiblimp attack. He literally took like 40 minutes to teach it to me one day. And it has been gold for me hitting up into the 13s as a 12 because it just carves out this huge like piece of the base so that I can at least always two-star a 13 as a 12. So shout out to you, OU.
OU is awesome. All right, D-Lud.
So I'm going to shout out all of these C2J, Clash on the Potty, Knights of Zion people who've come over to the CFF server. And get it, I get it, they came over to sign up for the Pods War, but they've been very active.
Yeah.
Now, granted, that they might all disappear tomorrow. I get it. But while they were here, they were very much
fun.
A part of the community. So, you know, big kudos to those guys for doing that.
Yeah, it's been cool, right, to see all that activity sitting in the server with all these new, fresh people. Yeah,
for sure.
Cool. Yeah, I hope they hang out. They're, I think they're a pretty good group.
You guys, they have Discords of their own. You should join them. I'm in both of their Discords.
I'm on the C2J. I'm on the
you
C2J
are.
Server.
I see you in there sometime.
And what is your Twitter handle, D-Lud?
Yeah, so I changed mine. It's now DLUD_NH for Noble Hero.
Yes. Bye. I like it.
Put the hero on your name.
Brew, shout outs.
I'm going to shout out this guy over here to the left.
The left. They can't see the left.
To my left. Right above me.
They still can't see that.
Oh, we have to take a picture.
And he's to your right,
we all have to, like, pose. Who is this person you're talking about, Brew? Like, come on now.
He said it.
No,
Crab.
No.
Okay. There we go.
Shout out to Crab.
Thanks, buddy.
Aww.
Thank you.
Crab.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's nice.
He's been awesome. He was going to fill in, and he filled in awesome.
And I derailed this, like, perfectly.
You
I
did.
Mean,
you did. You did, yeah. Crab. You
it was
did.
Awesome.
You're welcome. Awesome.
I'm going to shout out my queen as usual.
Thanks,
babe. And the Lud. The Lud has been awesome through, you know, trying to navigate this
podcast world.
You are right. Like,
tried to do right now.
He's even listening to podcasts about podcasts.
Yes.
I don't know how he's going to do what he's going to do. I'm going to do this massive shout out.
I like it.
Cheers.
Either this podcast will be 2 hours and 13 minutes or 15 minutes. I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah. That's the right move. That's the right
all
move on this
one. All glasses and whatnot.
Oh, Drew wants to cheers.
To the Lud.
He can't high five, so we have to cheers.
Cheers. This is called the COVID high five.
Yeah. Elbow people.
Awesome.
Yep. It's good. Okay. Bruce.
I don't know how he's going to do this.
Bruce Twitter is Mashamer_COC.
That's what she said.
BTG.
What she said.
All right. My shout out is to Carl. I know he shouted our pod out back in the day, a couple weeks ago, I think. So I want to thank him for that and thank him for being a good sport at the draft. It was a lot of fun. You know, he was a trooper through it all. And I want him to know that it was hilarious that I ended up getting stuck with Miss P. So don't feel bad about it at all. It was no dip, so I wasn't going to be able to hit her anyways. So might as well be on her team. You are awesome. Thanks for being a good sport about everything. Good on you, buddy.
And way then, to go, Carl with a K.
Carl with a K. there was some gold in that draft, just so you know.
You guys should all listen to it, yes. It is on his Patreon episode. And you can listen to it at our Discord.
All right. And my Twitter handle is BTG_Clash?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Miss P?
I don't ever tweet myself, so I don't know.
Do you ever, like, it's like when someone asks you for your phone number, you're like,
there you go.
Okay, so I've been hanging out in Crystal to Join. For about 2 weeks now, because I went over there to try and get these guys involved in this huge, enormous pod and recreations war that we're doing, and I completely fell in love with all of the guys and girls in this clan. They are so fun, they're charming, they're energetic, they just have this youthful demeanor about themselves. But my shout-outs go to Hero Killa. After my last podcast, when I talked about the difference between a queen walk and a queen charge, he sent me a message that said, a square is a square, but a rectangle isn't a square. I was like, I get it. But ever since then, anytime someone talks about a queen walk or a queen charge, I'm like, seriously, like, I have no idea what the difference is, so don't ask me. but he does this really cool attack with homies, so he does a YouTube, so you should check him out. But I want to shout out Sid Haunt. I got to talk to him today on voice, but he's been one of my helpers in with like doing the events wars and stuff. And even before I was like able to like DM him and say, hey, I need your help, he sent me a message and was like, hey, whatever I can do, let me do that. So it was super cool. Like, it hit me. Like, I thought about DMing him the night before, and then he messaged me the next morning. So it was kind of like, I didn't get a chance to send it to you, but you must have known that I needed some help. So it was super cool. The Pineapples and Thorns have had two co-hosts, or like special hosts. They're called, his name is Peter, and he's a really cool guy. I got to know him during one of our events that we did, and it's funny because I definitely think that every clan needs a Peter, and that comes from the Pineapples and Thorns podcast that he was on. He was on two of them, and he actually has some predictions on one of the podcasts that are pretty true, that like he predicted them. So that's it.
Okay. All right, and I'm going to go last, and I'm going to shout out Tony for just being Tony.
The that whole was like a really thing. Rue shout out. Tony.
No. I'm getting there. Hold on.
Can we talk about every Wednesday? He has made me excited about Wednesdays. Like, thank you.
Well, let me finish.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Jeez Louise.
Holy cow.
So every Wednesday he's been posting his legs for Miss P. And it's like her favorite day of the week. And this is it. I think this
every Wednesday morning, and it's like better than coffee. It's like I wake up and I roll my covers off and I'm like, it's Wednesday.
And you're done. That was it.
You're doing great.
But I'm still going to shout him out for taking the pain for the team.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm going to shout out GCBC and Bobby D for Bobby our D. intro music, which everyone hopefully will hear before this, however long the podcast ends up being.
12 minutes.
My
Bobby D. I forgot about Bobby D.
Yes. My Twitter is at QueenJJB. So you can
Bobby
find
D is hardcore.
Us.
Have,
yes.
Have to say
Bobby
that.
D is hardcore.
Bobby D is hardcore.
You can find all of us in that active Discord server that everybody was just talking about at discord.gg/clashfiles. That is our show today. On behalf of Miss P, BTG, D-Lud, and Brew, thank you to Crab for coming on. This is JJ, and we hope you enjoyed our show. Stay fancy, my friends, and enjoy some shirtless hugs this week.
What we are, we're on the back steps of the new TH-14. Now you got like tiny head. D-Lud didn't know what he was getting involved with.
So our Town Hall 11-5-5-5, I'm starting that over again.
Butters will love this. I wanted the freaking skin.
Gollum, Gollum, whiz, whiz, whiz. Gollum, Gollum, whiz, whiz, whiz.
There's yes. a unicorn in my favorite game.
Holy crud. What a word.
Drew, what'd you do?
Stop arguing with me.
Yes, dear.
I love it when his horn glows.
Yeah, I want to know, do you pet your yak?
Oh, your my God. Yak?